John Besser with Gregory Copley, my colleague and friend, Defense and Foreign Affairs. The New York Times report, the legislation, Article 23, targets political offenses like treason and insurrection with penalties as harsh as life imprisonment and expands the scope of what can be considered criminal behavior. Gregory, Hong Kong is shut like a cage, I've thought of it to myself. This was a great international city, a source of prosperity, not only for itself and its citizens, but for the People's Republic of China these many years. And China has deliberately closed it down, shut it down, persecuted it, and now Hong Kong is showing that it's more cruel towards its own people than even the mainland has been. How is this advancing Beijing's plan? How does this fit into Xi's vision of his role?
Well, I would hope that this invocation of Article 23 shows the outside investors and the outside world that all of the talk about improved trading relations, the improved availability of the People's Republic of China for inward foreign investment are absolutely false, and that Xi Jinping in particular is reinforcing what we've been saying he's been reinforcing for some years, which is to move the People's Republic of China to an internal circulation economy. In other words, a relatively autarkic economy in which it attempts to be more or less self-reliant. Well, we know that that mainland China cannot be self-reliant even in food production or energy or raw materials. So this whole sort of extreme Maoist position by Xi Jinping, it proves that that he is not in a rational frame of mind when it comes to the claims that they want to reinstate wealth for the population and to create a safe haven for foreign investors. More than that, I think Xi Jinping particularly wants the world to know that Hong Kong is never going to be back to where it was, and that Hong Kong has to pay a price for its flirtation with the West and its continued demand for autonomy and for, in a sense, a yearning for the good old days of the British Raj ruling the territory. This is now, as far as Xi Jinping is concerned, to hell with the advantages of Hong Kong as a major component of the mainland Chinese economy, attracting investment and essentially being a portal for inward and outward trade for China.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory. So China has decided to sacrifice Hong Kong to show its power. Is that it?
That is correct. And it also shows that Xi Jinping, despite the fact that he is embattled within the Communist Party leadership, is still pushing for extreme Maoism and isolation of China from the outside world.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.